Facebook in storm over Cambridge Analytica data scandal. Facebook is under increasing pressure to explain how data collected on 50 million users were exploited for political gain, following claims that data firm Cambridge Analytica used the leaked information to help Donald Trump win the US presidency. Politicians on both sides of the Atlantic are calling on the social network to reveal more information on how Cambridge Analytica, which has close ties to Steve Bannon, Mr. Trump's former chief strategist, harvested data of US voters. British MP Damian Collins has asked Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's chief executive, to personally testify in an investigation into how the social network was also used in political campaigns, including the Brexit referendum. Mr. Collins said it was time for Mr. Zuckerberg to stop hiding behind his Facebook page. Mr. Collins yesterday accused Alexander Nix, Cambridge Analytica's chief executive, of deliberately misleading a committee hearing last month when he told Parliament that his firm did not use any Facebook data. Mr. Nix told the FT at the weekend that he stood by his comments, despite a former employee-turned-whistleblower claiming he had evidence to the contrary. Mr. Nix added, "We deleted our Facebook data at the time we were alerted to a possible contravention of Facebook data policies." Quote, when asked why he did not disclose this to Parliament, he said, "They didn't ask me that." Quote, Amy Klobuchar, a Democratic senator from Minnesota, said Mr. Zuckerberg needed to testify before the Senate as it was clear these platforms can't police themselves. So far, only mid-level Facebook executives have defended the company since the revelations from Christopher Wiley, the Cambridge Analytica whistleblower, were published in the New York Times and The Observer at the weekend. The social network executives said it was not a data breach because it had not been hacked. The reports allege that Cambridge Analytica was passed data collected by Global Science Research using a psychological survey app for research. It used the data to create profiles on respondents and their friends, which were used for political targeting without consent. Facebook banned the data analytics company on Friday, 3 years after it first discovered it had broken its rules.